Virgin.
Wake up. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Well, hello there. It's going to be 20 degrees on an October day.
What?
Fantastic.
It's 16 already, sunny and gorgeous, and you deserve it. It's been rainy for the last 2 days, so we need this. Today and tomorrow, absolutely stunning. Going into the weekend, though, it gets a little bit cozier, a little bit cooler, and a little bit rainier, but we won't worry about that later. So, a couple hours from right now.
There he is.
It's $5,000 a day. We got $5,000 that we need to give you. We are legally bound to give you this, so please come and win it. And if you don't win it today, we'll give you a keyword at 8 o'clock so you can win it tomorrow.
Damn
okay?
Right.
In the meantime, let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
We all love Olivia Rodrigo, but don't hold your breath on the second album. She says she's going to take her time with it.
Well, no. She did just release a double album like a month ago.
Yeah, that broke records.
Yeah.
She's like 19 and
she deserves
might need a minute.
Time. Yeah.
Let her enjoy this, man.
Counter offer. We pressure her into putting out a sophomore album.
Well, she just released it. Okay. Jax, what's up with you?
Well, this time tomorrow, everyone, we are going to be broadcasting live from the Princess Margaret Show, which is my favorite time of the year because it's access to a home in which I have no business in. And it's absolutely gorgeous. So catch us tomorrow on here as well as online because we're going to be showing off the house. It's beautiful.
In fact, if you buy a ticket to the lottery, it will be your home, and you'll know that we've slept on your bed.
It's true.
How's that feel?
What?
Yeah,
okay. That's how it works.
I'm going to touch
Producer
everything.
Leah, what's going on?
So the Dave Chappelle special is finally out on Netflix.
Oh, I can't wait.
I am waiting to watch it with my boyfriend, which is very difficult because I want to watch it right now.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think I should just watch it and then lie to him and then watch it again with
him? Do not cheat watch.
No, do it.
I want to.
Jax,
I
don't.
I have done it, and you know what? The risk is worth the reward.
No!
I have to say.
Okay.
Like, I haven't watched it. I've TV cheated on my partners, all of them. I do it all the time. Yeah, you have to move. Listen, life is short. Watch your shows.
Thank you.
No.
Okay, I'll take that in.
For somebody who claims that they are our moral compass every morning.
Yeah, no kidding.
Boy, is every relationship you're in just built on a foundation of lies.
Yeah, no wonder you like October so much because you're a monster.
Hey!
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Let's not get too descriptive on this one, but are you bathroom open or bathroom closed with your partner?
We're a bathroom open couple now.
Are ya?
Yeah, we hit that point. It's been over a year and a half, the magic's gone.
Okay. Jax, are you bathroom closed or bathroom open?
Oh, we're bathroom open, and sometimes I do my makeup.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Producer Lee, I got to ask you. I mean, you just started dating, but have you ever been bathroom open or bathroom closed? What did you
think? Definitely not, never will be. How
okay, so here's what I want to know. I want to ask everybody. I want to ask everybody this, okay? What is your opinion on dual toilets?
Pardon me?
Like what?
Okay, so Meghan Trainor was on a podcast.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, God. All right. It's already annoying.
She's all about that bass. Anyway, she said, we just got a new house, did all sorts of construction. She said, nobody knows this, but in our bathroom, there was one toilet. And a lot of the time in the middle of the night when we were up with the baby, you know, we got to go to the bathroom at the same time. And I got to pee. She's like, I was like, can we have two toilets next to each other?
No.
And I guess the contractor initially thought it was a joke, but eventually installed them. And she said, we've got two toilets next to each other, and we've only gone number two together.
Stop it.
Gross. So we'll leave that part. But I just want you to know that that's what somebody, an adult said.
Megan, enough. That is enough, Megan.
So from the baby perspective where you're both getting up and you gotta go, because you're, you know, when you wake up in the middle of the night, you have to just instantly go. I completely understand that. However, Meghan Trainor is gonna tell me she's only got one bathroom in the house?
Yeah. No.
I don't think so.
So I can first off tell you that she's only doing this to get attention because remember Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell?
Yeah.
And like Ashton Kutcher and Mila, a couple months ago, they were like, yeah, we don't shower. And they made waves. And people were talking about it for
Jake
weeks.
Jake Gyllenhaal said he didn't shower.
And now she's doing this being like, people are going to talk about the fact that me and my husband use the toilet. I think that's exactly what
she is right. We are talking about it.
Yeah, wants to say something controversial so that we're chatting about it. But it's like, that's not it. That's not the one to say.
Not the root.
So, okay. So I am decidedly a bathroom clothes person.
Okay.
Always have been.
Okay.
What I need to know from Jackson TJ, okay? What I need to know from you is what was the tipping point? Because what I want to do here is a scientific survey.
Okay.
I want to do a scientific survey of are Torontonians in long-term relationships majority bathroom open or bathroom closed?
Okay.
Okay, that's what I want to do.
Okay.
But first I must ask, what prompted the change?
I don't know if there was a change. I think it was just like the ocean grades at the seabed, and eventually just started to wear me away. And then I just got...
Is that really what happened?
Yeah, at first, you know, you close the door all the way, and eventually you stop clicking the door closed, and then you stop moving the door as closed. And then, next thing you know, we're making eye contact.
Wow.
I remember exactly what switched for me. Michelle has long curly hair that takes a while to do, and I had to pee.
Yeah, really?
So I had to pee, so then it just switched everything. The whole dynamic changed. I had to pee, she was doing her hair, and then...
And you just accept it.
Yeah, we just accepted it.
So, I can't...
That's what switched it.
So here's the scientific survey. Here are the rules, okay?
Okay.
All we need to know... I don't want to know the details because it's too damn early and people might be eating
breakfast. Exactly,
But what I do want to know is, are you bathroom open or are you bathroom closed at your house?
Open or closed, okay.
416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. As an added bonus, I would like to know where the tipping point was because nobody starts out that
way. No,
you
don't.
Nobody's
yep,
bathroom open from the beginning.
Yep.
But there is a switch when it does happen. So why? And all of a sudden, you're asking contractors to put in dueling toilets.
None of that, though.
It's ridiculous. It's the toilet on the next floor. Walk down the stairs.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The question is Toronto majority door open or door closed when it comes to going to the bathroom? Now, the reason we're asking this is because Meghan Trainor was on a podcast the other day.
Wasn't she?
And she's like, hey, we just had our house worked on, and we realized that when we get up and go to the bathroom at night because, you know, we have a young baby at home, and I completely get this, by the way. Baby starts crying, and you realize, oh, my God, we both have to pee, right? So they have dueling toilets. They have the two toilets and one bathroom. Now, I have a feeling that this is a plant. She's going to say something outrageous, and then she's going to clarify at some point today and go, actually, they're water closets, and there's doors to them. But I don't think so.
She's not putting out a Christmas album this year, so she needs to get in the headlines somehow straight up. That's what I think.
Meghan Trainor has main character syndrome?
The question is, 416-872-9999, or 999-999 to text. Are we majority bathroom open or bathroom closed? What do we got, TJ?
Mike in the 519. Definitely a bathroom open relationship. This probably started when we were dating, and it started when we decided to rent our first home together, and we were both running late for work. That's true. No rules when you're late.
Yeah, yeah, and you don't want to be slamming doors because somebody might think that there's something wrong.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Know, if you're in a rush.
Changes things.
From the 519, this one from Heather. 2.5 years into my relationship, we live together, and we're still door closed.
Okay.
All right.
Two and a half years, that's usually the breaking point.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's
that's when the honeymoon phase wears off.
Yeah. Jackie in the 416, door open. It started cracked, but our dog, Echo, would barge in. So now it's wide open.
Yeah.
It's true. Dogs love watching you go. Apparently, it's a protection thing. That's why they always look at you when they go, because they look to you as their pack leader, and they think that you're protecting them. So they do it as a way to protect you.
Reggie's always staring at me.
He's protecting you. Another text from the 905 from Maria. Closed, and we're 26 years married. There are some things he just doesn't need to see.
I don't think I want to do it. I've had relationships where it's open, and I think I'm a closed door guy from now on. I think I'm all done. I think I'm retiring from door open.
I'd like to make direct eye contact with them.
No, that's very uncomfortable.
Yep. Last one from the 289 from Charisse. A couple of months into our relationship, I was invited into the bathroom to stand with him because he doesn't want to be alone. He's an open door person. I am not. I need my privacy, and sometimes I just want to be alone.
I think there's other things going on there. He's
so
just lonely.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's majority door open.
Yeah. That is majority.
Yeah.
Take two. Majority door open.
Well, I just want you all to take a look at yourselves this morning and say, I am disgusting. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But it's a little weird.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Just in time, we got some rules for Halloween and Thanksgiving, sort of. Chief Officer of Health, Dr. Kieran Moore, said that we will get the full lowdown later this week, but this is essentially the game plan. In a nutshell, if you're having family over and you're completely vaccinated, if you feel comfortable removing your mask, that would be absolutely appropriate in a fully vaccinated group. A more formal list will be published before the weekend.
Hey, what a difference over last year, huh?
I was going to say, so it's just up to our discretion.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Like, last year was awful. So this is wonderful.
We're asking you never to see anyone ever again.
Ever.
Don't even say the word turkey. The Weeknd confirmed his album is done, but still needs a couple of finishing touches. So he was on his Apple radio show, and he said, some exciting features coming out in the fall before the album drops. We'll slowly be unraveling that info in the next couple months. So what was cool about that is he's saying, like, okay, it's not coming out in the fall. He's confirming that without confirming it. So I'm guessing early next year then.
That's December? How I handed my homework, by the way. I'd be like, it's done. Yeah, it just needs finishing touches.
A little finessing. He has released, and correct me if I'm wrong, most of his albums in the fall, either in October or November.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we'll get it before Christmas.
He also said, the only thing missing is a couple characters that are key to the narrative. Some people that are near and dear to me, some people that inspired my life as a child, and some that inspire me now. More to come in the following months.
Collaborations. So
All right.
Just a lot of hints in that.
So Jax knows this. We talk all the time about this. He's a big 80s guy. Loves his 80s music.
Yes.
And big specifically on Tears for Fears.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe?
Oh, absolutely.
Like an actual
actual collaboration. Because they're back doing stuff again. So, yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
The average couple spends just 4 hours a day in the same room. And they're assuming with the survey, by the way, which said the UK, that does not include sleep. On a typical weekday, a couple spends 7.5 hours in the house at the same time, but only 57% of that is in the same room.
Huh.
On weekends, couples spend 9 hours under the same roof, but only 60% actually together. Some of the main reasons couples aren't in the same room include conflicting work hours, different interests, and alternative bedtimes. Also, around 20% say they mutually agree with their partner to spend time in different spots, but 10% admitted that they are like passing ships in the night.
That's called life.
Yeah, this isn't Toronto, though, because Toronto, most apartments are 400 square feet, so you can't be any
different
ship
rooms?
At night.
What do you mean? Different room.
This is the room.
It's got that sliding glass wall, though. Yeah. So that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Where every room is a common room.
Yeah.
Welcome to Toronto. Hey, so just over an hour from right now, we've got $5,000 to give you. We need to give you $5,000. We're legally bound to do it, so come and take it. And if you can't win it today, that's okay. We'll give you a keyword so you can win it tomorrow. 5K a day only on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We are broadcasting live from the Princess Margaret Lottery Show Home tomorrow morning.
That's right.
Very excited about that. So we will be seeing you there and selling a bunch of tickets for a great cause. And we're going to be showing off the home on the Virgin Radio Toronto Instagram page. So basically, what you want to do is check out your home, win your home, and know that we have slept in your bed.
We haven't slept in those beds.
I'm going to. I'm going to use all your plates and dishes and leave them on the counter.
That's part of the prize.
Not much of a prize. Okay, so that's tomorrow morning on Virgin Mornings. Today, we need to talk about Go Transit's teddy bear mascot, which apparently has been around since when, TJ?
Like 1993.
I've seen him in the Pride Parades and everything. He's a well-known guy.
His name is Go Bear.
Yeah.
And people are saying that Go Bear can get it.
He could.
He's gone through a few changes, but they've re-released Go Bear. And a Facebook group called Weird Toronto, which is a great Facebook group, basically released a picture. And Go Bear has he's very barrel-chested. He's exploding out of his white button-up shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Go Bear has abs, and he might be like 12 feet tall. You can climb Go Bear.
Yeah.
And he's biting a rose.
Yeah.
He looks like the front of a novel that you'd find in Shoppers.
It's exactly
what
he looks like.
And
he's the Fabio of bears.
Guys, he's hot. Like, he's looking good, and he's thick. And he looks like Go Bear can throw you around. You know what I mean? Go Bear's not messing around.
Go Bear could discipline you.
Yeah.
So the whole point,
you know?
So I guess it's to promote the fact that Go Transit's Wi-Fi system, which came out in August, includes free internet on buses and trains.
How does that correlate?
No. Sexy bears mean Wi-Fi. What are you not following?
But also, you can watch movies on it, right? Like, it's not like a slow Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You can actually watch. And I guess
we'll see.
The idea is that, you know, Go Bear is supposed to be a character from a movie, and he's very
handsome. The character they went with?
Yes.
No. Have they done Star Wars?
That they sexualized Go Bear. I like that. I like that.
I say romanticized.
Okay.
And what somebody said is, this is the teddy bear she told you not to worry about.
It's true. Oh, and I have to say something, but as I was looking at my screen and looking across the room, Adam, you are kind of similarly built to Go Bear.
Are we?
You are, you're my little
Go
Bear.
Is it the hairy back?
It's the hairy back, and it's the really thick, strong forearms. Uh-huh.
Hang on, wait. Bite this rose?
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Thanksgiving is the weekend starts like 3 days from now. It's really exciting. Now, we need to know going into Thanksgiving, important details about Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Today, we will be ranking your top three desserts at Thanksgiving. Okay? So, we're going to give us yours. We're going to give you ours. And then you give us yours at 999 or 416-872-9999. Jax.
Deep and delicious.
Oh.
Yes, it is the cake that you're going to get from Sobeys or your local grocery store. But my aunt Linda, in a pinch, because she was supposed to bring banana cream pie, sometimes forgot, didn't have the time. She'd always pick up a deep and delicious, and I felt deep and delicious at Thanksgiving. I did.
I like that.
Number three, pumpkin pie. And I know Adam's take on pies, and I know Jax thinks that pumpkin pie is gross, but it's delicious. You only get it once a year. And the rareness of the pie is what makes it so delicious.
Okay. For my number three, it's going to be oatmeal raisin cookies because you put a little pumpkin spice on them.
Get out of here.
Freshly baked out of the oven.
Gross.
The house smells incredible all day. It smells amazing all day.
It's the cookie that no one wants.
Ooey, gooey, amazing afterwards. What?
It's what's left.
What do you mean it's what's left?
Oatmeal raisin?
Oh, grow up.
Apple pie, my loves. Apple pie is a staple of fall. And I mean, if you're getting crazy here, it could be locally picked apples from the apple orchard down the road or, again, from Sobeys because that was the closest grocery store that
Sobeys.
I had. I mean, it was the only grocery store close to my house growing up, but I loved an apple pie with a little vanilla ice cream on the side. Trouble.
Mm-hmm. Halloween cookies from Pillsbury with the little jack-o'-lantern on them. But they had to be made by my mom because my mom, by her own admission, was not the best cook or baker. So she would always burn them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom would be a little bit charcoaled. But that made them taste that much better.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or I got Stockholm Syndrome for her cooking. One of the two.
That's right.
Number two for me.
Okay.
Butter tarts.
Adam.
Freshly made butter tarts.
Now he's right on this.
I was not into butter tarts until like last little bit here.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you got to get the crust right on them.
Yep.
And if they are flaky, you go to Sobeys.
Always Sobeys.
And you get the tender flake crust or whatever it is. Oh, baby. There's nothing better than that. And again, it's all about, this is what Thanksgiving is all about. Thanksgiving is about the smell, man. It's about how your house smells all day. Well, you're making this. Okay, Jax.
Tiger Squares.
What are those?
They're from M&M's, and my mom would always get them when we were a kid because, again, nothing was, fresh at my house. And they were just like these little frozen treats. That it was like a mixture of chocolate, and they were like a blondie but with extra chocolate inside, sometimes peanut butter, and they were frozen, and they would sometimes hurt my teeth, but, God, they were good.
They almost looked like a Nanaimo bar.
Yeah, exactly, but it's like a different flavors in there. It's not as soft. Yeah, they would hurt my teeth because they were still cold. Colette forgot to take them out of the freezer. Yeah.
Number one for me, my Nana's apple pie crust.
Aww.
Not apple pie, because I've always been meh about apple pie filling, but the crust was to die for, and I used to beg people around the table to give me your crust, which was a weird thing to ask when you're like 23.
Bizarre.
Yeah. And when I used to work in the Metro Bakery, I used to just mangle pie crusts around this time of year because they would just have a bunch set and ready for the filling, and I would eat all of them.
What a wholesome childhood you have. Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy your Tiger Square.
Apple cinnamon ice cream with caramelized apples. This is the primo. So here's what you do.
Somebody's going to Longo's. All
not
right.
a huge. I know, yeah. Well, I'm stepping up in the world.
Fortino's over here.
Not Musateri's, though. That's too much.
All right, two.
Here's the thing. Okay, this is what you do. If you don't like pie and you're like me, take the filling, which is usually an apple pie or pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
I'm not big on pumpkin pie, as you might know.
Oh
so
God.
I take the apple pie. It's already caramelized and warm and amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it on the ice cream on the side, right? So you're taking the best part of the pie and putting it with the best thing, which is the ice cream. And that, I might have been the only person at the table with a bowl of something because I would literally eviscerate the pie. But, my God, with it melting into the ice cream, ooh.
I can tell that you're a chubby kid like me because chubby kids have rituals with their foods.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
I'm going to build this.
I need to make this even richer. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you could have, you know, when you get Lego, you get instructor. Here's how I will make the dessert out of the dessert you already made. So hit us up with your text or your calls. 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. It's Thanksgiving. We need to know what your top three desserts are.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We call it Thanksgiving. And the reason we do this is because going into Thanksgiving, we have to power rank the greatest things about Thanksgiving. Today, the topic is desserts. Give us your top three Thanksgiving desserts. 999-99 to text, 416-872-9999 to call. TJ is drooling. Looking at these text messages.
Alexis in the 519 just said cinnamon rolls.
It doesn't
matter the time of year. The second I hear the words cinnamon rolls, I can smell a cinnamon roll.
So my girlfriend really likes to bake.
Oh my God, she's so good.
And I've brought these in for the morning show before, but I just want to let you know. So her recipe called, it takes 3 days to make them. You have to do the dough and it sits for 48 hours in the fridge, and then you make them and bake them, and they're incredible and they're amazing.
Intricate.
Yes.
Yeah. Text here from Kaylee in the 905. Sobeys fall cupcakes. They have the best icing at Sobeys.
I was going to say Sobeys has good cinnamon buns too, man.
We could have just done the rankings based on Sobeys desserts.
Well, I think what it is that if you haven't lived on the East Coast, Jax is from there. I live there.
Yeah.
Sobeys are everywhere. Yeah. So it's literally like, it's not, it's the same way, you know, we say Kleenex instead of tissue.
Yeah.
They don't say grocery store. They just say the Sobeys.
I even worked at one. Like,
of course you did.
That's the only place to work.
Jennifer said, the best is pumpkin pie cheesecake or pumpkin pie with whipped cream and corn syrup.
Pardon me?
That just sounds...
What? Pumpkin pie cream and corn syrup? You just pour it on like...
I guess so.
Okay. All right. I wonder what maple syrup would be like too.
Yum.
We got a text here from the 647 from Crystal who said, strawberry rhubarb pie, but it has to be homemade. Pumpkin pie at number two. Apple crisp with vanilla ice cream.
Apple crisp. It's too dusty for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, too dusty.
No, I love it.
Nobody asked. But let me tell you what I don't. It's too dusty.
You know what? I got to say this about apple crisp.
It's like a Nature Valley.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's either really, really good and moist.
Yeah.
Or it's like coughing into sand.
Yes.
No. You're eating it wrong because you have to do it with the ice cream and you have to make sure it's mixed in together. So then it will absorb the moisture of the ice cream.
I don't have time. I'm hungry.
Well, make time. Last text here.
Better be. Kidding.
No, that was the last text. Oh, sorry. Last text here. A lemon meringue pie.
No.
Okay.
That's in the
system. Can we stop pretending it's good?
Lemon meringue is not good.
Don't you, Adam. It's not.
You're just wrong.
It's like key lime. It's also not
also good.
I don't want something sour at my table. I don't.
This is bullying, right? Like, you're both wrong.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex.
Woo!
Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lover's monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Okay, so we have rules for Halloween and Thanksgiving, kind of. The Chief Officer of Health, Kieran Moore, said we'll get the full lowdown later this week, but this is essentially the game plan. In a nutshell, if you're having family over and you're completely vaccinated, and if you feel comfortable removing your mask, that would absolutely be appropriate in a fully vaccinated group, he said.
Spectacular.
So a more formal list will come out closer to the weekend. Doesn't look like there was anything really in there specifically about Halloween, but...
I just want to know if we're trick-or-treating this year, because Everly is now old enough to trick-or-treat, and I want to know if I need to be uncheap and get her a Halloween thing.
I honestly think it's going to be, again, up to discretion in that regard, too. I think it's going to be like, if you want to do it, you can. Just make sure that you're safe about it. That's it.
I mean, the logic would be if they're back in school, then they could probably go trick-or-treating, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, listen.
You never know.
Who knows anymore?
Logic is not here anymore.
Went off this wild ride. Netflix actually finally edited out the phone number from Squid Game. We were talking about this the other day about how... during the show Squid Game, which is the most popular show on Netflix, immensely, immensely popular, there's a scene where you can see a business card and there's a phone number on it. And it actually leads to a real-life Korean guy's phone, and he was getting 4,000 calls a day, and he was begging Netflix to do something about it. So they cut out the number in the show. Hopefully that number gets down from 4,000 to, like, I don't know, like 200. 200 a day would be fine.
Yeah, I think maybe they just need to take that number out of circulation, right?
That might be a good call. Hey, don't hold your breath on Olivia Rodrigo's sophomore album. We all love Olivia Rodrigo. She had quite the year. She said she's going to take the time to figure out exactly what I want to say and how I want to say it. And that's in terms of writing the music. Also said she wants to follow the lead of her hit track Brutal and lean into a more rock collaborations.
Cool.
Saying that Jack White is her hero, but she's not necessarily ready to reach out to the rock legend.
I wanted to say her album came out a month ago. Can we
second one,
Second of part two. So she put out a double album this year. Why are we asking for a follow-up now?
No, because if we learned anything from 2021, nothing is enough. Okay?
Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, it's the cycle of celebrity, right? Where they come out and we love them, and then they put out a lot of stuff and we want more and more and more.
And then we
go, oh, we're so oversaturated with this artist. And then we get mad at them as if we weren't asking for more stuff.
Might be the truest thing you've ever said.
Yeah. Probably.
Ed Sheeran, poor guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Honestly.
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I don't feel bad for him.
That's
why. Wow. See, because of what TJ just said.
No, I think that he had a hand in all of that.
You had a hand in it.
I think that we didn't ask for him to come back, and he still did.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Hey, 5K a day on 99.9 Virgin Radio. We got a winner to announce. At 8 o'clock.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're in for a gorgeous day. It's 16 already, so you probably don't even need a jacket. It's October. That's pretty great. Today, tomorrow, 20 and 21 degrees and sunny. It'll be cloudy this morning, but by the afternoon, you will get all that sunshine that you desperately need. And then this weekend, feeling cozy. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A little bit cloudy, a little bit of rain. So when you stay inside and you watch movies,
cozy.
You don't feel guilty.
It's cozy.
I will forever feel guilty when it's sunny outside and I'm inside and I don't want to go outside.
Oh, no, that's negativity. You don't need that in your life.
You're right. And hey, what's the most important part about 8 o'clock in the morning?
Woo!
$5,000 in your bank account. And that is what is most important. Now, guys, does it hurt you to know that every morning you're giving away $5,000 to somebody else and not you?
Yes. Honestly, like, I know the right thing to say is, no, it feels good to give someone else money. No, I want $5,000. That would be sweet.
We want this.
I think it's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Oh, sure you do.
Yeah, I bet.
Listen, we want it. We want it. You can have it. Catherine Ellis. Congratulations, Catherine.
Hey.
$5,000 richer. Now, we have something else for you. You want to be like Catherine and you want to win money. And actually, by the way, if you win the money, you'll win it tomorrow morning when we're live from the Princess Margaret Lottery show home in Oakville. The keyword is free. Sorry, no, it's not. The keyword is prize. I don't know why I said that.
You got excited, my love.
I did.
It's prize.
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 Prize is your keyword. Prize, 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 prize. Go to 99.9virginradio.ca and enter the keyword. What is it, guys?
Prize.
Thank you. Sorry about screwing that up. You get that in. You are entered for tomorrow morning's draw. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Catherine Ellis. She's the big winner. And Catherine, you were so hard to get in touch with this morning.
I know. I'm so sorry. I'm at work.
Yeah. We sent Jax there to go check on you.
Yeah, I was looking for you.
Yeah.
Hi. Thank you, guys. Oh, my God.
Listen, Catherine, we want to let you know that this morning you have won yourself $5,000.
Oh, my God. Yay. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, guys.
Yes. What are you spending that money on? You going to quit the job?
No. But I need to, I'm going to go to Vancouver and see my family.
Yeah,
oh, that was so much fun.
Yes.
How long has it been?
It's been at least a year or two. It's
been long enough. Well, listen, congratulations to you. We're so happy for you. This is going to be amazing.
Yay. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Now, I did ask 10 minutes ago, Jax, TJ, when you hear somebody win $5,000, as we do every single morning on 99.9 Virgin Radio, TJ, you admitted to being jealous. Are you still jealous of Catherine?
Yeah, I am, which is why I said she should quit her job, because I was just jealous of her.
Jax, are you saying that you're not jealous of Catherine because...
It hurts, but I know how to move on.
Okay.
What's that like?
There's a little bit of pang. We are jealous of you for being able to win this. And by the way, I kind of messed up the keyword the first time, so let me just repeat it one more time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's prize.
Yeah.
Please don't text it to us. Go to 99.9virginradio.ca. We want you to win. So I really want you to hear me. 99.9virginradio.ca. Keyword prize. 5K a day. Just click on the link there. Good luck.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We get text messages all the time. Obviously, you know this because we read them out. But sometimes they're really special.
Yeah.
And this one is one of those times. So TJ read this to us off air. But please go ahead and read it, Teach.
It's from Carissa in the 647. Good morning, guys. Not sure if you actually see this, but anyways, I just wanted to say thank you for always being such a bright light in my morning routine. I've been really struggling with my mental health the past little while, and I can honestly say that starting my day with you guys makes everything seem so much lighter. Thank you so much.
Now, you have no idea how much that means to us.
Yep.
Because sometimes you do a radio show, and you feel like no one's listening. And so, anyway, we're known to call people back.
Yeah.
So we have Carissa on the phone. Hey, Carissa, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. We just wanted to say, we wanted to just call you and just say hi, and we got your text, and it meant a lot to us. TJ read it out to the room, and it was very, very sweet.
Very nice.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate what you do for everyone. So.
Well, thank you.
We hope whatever it is you're struggling with, because by the way, we all struggle too.
It's been a long couple years, hasn't it?
We hope that whatever it is that it's getting better little by little, and we just wanted to kind of send our love.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, love you. You're part of the family, okay?
Yeah, text us all the time.
Yeah.
I listen every morning on my way to work. So
this is your first time you texted us?
This way, yes. This is my first time you texted us. Yes.
Now you have to text us every day.
Yeah. And like, if we don't hear from you.
If we don't hear from you, we're gonna be very upset.
TJ's gonna check in, and you don't want that.
Passive aggressively too. Like a mom who you haven't called in a week, she's like, haven't heard from you.
Yeah.
That's gonna be us.
Just only question marks. Yeah. Carissa, seriously, we love you so much.
Forward to being tracked down by you guys.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Weeknd has confirmed his album is done, but still needs some finishing touches, Jack.
Okay. So he's not done his homework, but he's saying it's done. So can he get an extension?
He's working on the bibliography.
Fair enough.
He said some exciting features coming out in the fall before the album drops. We'll slowly be unraveling that info in the next couple months. So what that says right away is the album's not coming out in the fall, which is normally the time he likes to release, probably around January, it seems. He continues saying, the only thing missing is a couple of characters that are key to the narrative. Some people that are near and dear to me, some people that inspired my life as a child, and some that inspire me now. More to come the following months. So look for collabs, it sounds like. The average couple spends just 4 hours a day in the same room, and that's assuming the survey's not talking about sleeping. On a typical weekday, couples spend 7.5 hours in the house together at the same time, but only 57% of that in the same room.
Oh,
and on weekends, couples spend 9 hours under the same roof, but only 60% in the same room together. The main reasons that they aren't are conflicting work hours, different interests, and alternative bedtimes. They also say around 20% say they mutually agree that their partner would spend time in a different room. And 10% say that they are like ships passing in the night.
Well, okay, for that last one, that's life sometimes.
Yeah.
The other thing I'd say is like sometimes it's okay to have your space because it makes the time together even more meaningful, right? Sometimes you need a break to just be like, I'm going to go play video games for an hour or whatever it is you do.
And you can coexist in the same house and just not talk. Like sometimes that's really, really nice.
Sometimes I can just sense that Val needs a break from me. Because
that's actually really important in any relationship.
Yeah.
I think sometimes when you know you're getting on your partner's nerves.
Oh, yeah, you can feel it.
Don't egg them
Gotta
on.
Gotta go.
See, I just know because I'm annoying myself. I'm like, if I'm annoying me, I'm probably annoying her too.
Fair enough.
Good. TJ Groves.
Sort of, yeah.
Just bring that energy here, okay?
All right. So you might not know this, but Go Transit has a bear mascot called Go Bear that's been around since 1993, and they recently decided to give it a bit of a remodel. And Go Bear now has a six-pack and is posing in photos around Union Station in a somewhat sexual way.
Go Bear's so hot.
He's so hot. There's signs all over Union Station that show Go Bear dressed up as a handsome hunk character out of a romance movie. He's spotted with a six-pack of rock-hard abs biting down on the stem of a rose.
Hell yeah.
The sign is meant to promote Go Transit's Wi-Fi system, which came out in August, and nudges the customer's ability to watch a variety of movies, including romance. Listen, that is a stretch.
The only man for me is Go Bear.
Yeah.
Go Bear is the only one getting through, okay?
What would date night with Go Bear look like?
Skip
dinner.
What's that? Yeah, it'd be in the dark, let me tell you what.
Yeah. All right. Candlelight.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys, enough.
A little bit of Barry White playing in the background.
Stop it.
Go Bear.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. My goodness. I'm so uncomfortable right now.
Like, you wouldn't kiss the bear.
Okay.
You would. He's so hot.
I'd let him throw me a little bit.
Yeah.
He's strong, Adam. Watch out.
Just over an hour for another keyword for 5K a day with Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Has your friend ever dated somebody and you thought, that's pretty cool? Maybe they did something, maybe they were someone, and you're like, there could be hookups in this for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This benefits me. That's producer Leo right now.
Uh-oh.
Not afraid to admit it, too, which I love.
No.
Explain.
I keep it all the way real.
Okay, so I have a friend who just started dating a quite prominent sports agent. Okay?
What?
Hot.
Yes, and I love this for many reasons.
Okay.
Okay, first reason is because I love her. And I want her to have a good man.
I'm glad that was the first thing out of your mouth.
Well, let's hear the real reason now.
That's a safety reason.
And he's quite handsome. So
okay.
there's
That's
that.
Good. Okay.
okay? I care about that. But secondly...
You benefit.
It seems like I could be sitting front row at some, you know, sporting events.
Mm.
And if fingers are crossed... possibly a VIP experience with free food because you know how expensive these arenas can get.
They are. It's $20 for a beer.
Thank you. Yeah.
Dream big, my girl.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
Yes,
I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay, so here's what I want to know first. How'd they meet? How do you meet a sports agent?
He actually came into her work and he was enamored by her.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Did he leave his number?
Pretty, pretty girl.
Like, what did he do?
Yeah, and he came back with a slice of pizza.
Okay.
And they hit it off. What
That's
can
cute.
I say?
I saw Below Deck Mediterranean last night.
Stop bringing that show up.
You love to bring that up.
I do love that show. And one of the guys who's like a guest on the boat leaves a really nice hat for one of the crew members who really liked it and left her a poem inside it, and essentially it says, like, I'm just super jealous of this hat because it's the one that gets to be messing up your hair. And I was like,
whoa,
that's pretty sexy. Well done.
That's
so
good.
Well
done.
What else is up, Leah?
So here's what I want to know. I've been thinking about that all night. Can you tell
me? I know you have, honey.
Leah,
yeah.
There is a wrinkle in this plan.
Well, I just want to keep this relationship going.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure if it's still going.
What do you mean?
Well, honestly, it's just been a couple days where, you know, maybe they have not been exchanging words.
Oh.
And I just want to, I'm encouraging. I'm a cheerleader for this relationship. I want to keep it going.
Right.
And if I could be of any help, if I could be like a side, like, girlfriend, if I could, like, help out with words, if I can help.
Hey. Better yet, we get them unghosted.
I'm just going to say, we have a feature at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
No, we're not there yet, okay, guys? Don't cast that spell just yet.
All right. Now, so the question was...
You got to interfere.
Let's get... Well, no, we're not going to... We got to let that go.
That was quick.
No. That's what I would do.
I know, it's an opportunity of a lifetime. But let's go beyond that for a second. Have you ever had a friend date someone and you were like... This is really beneficial for me, as in I get the hookups.
Yep.
I would like to know that story. 416-872-9999, 999-999, text. Have you?
Yeah, Adam's dating a lawyer, so I got that in my
back
pocket.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually really true. Yeah. Here's the thing,
thanks
dude.
For that, man.
Yeah, it's not just Natalie. It's like her sister and her brother-in-law. They're all lawyers.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's like I got
a whole legal team.
Got a legal team.
Old Diamond and Diamond family over there.
It's not personal injury, no, but.
Well, gang.
Who's the jacked one?
It's just Jeremy Diamond. Huge. It's Virgin Radio. Hit us up, 999-999.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So your friend dated somebody. Your friend dated somebody who had the hookups, and it benefited you.
Yeah.
Hit us up. 999-999 to text, and we have a call that is going to drive you crazy. You know what? I was going to run the call first, but I'm going to wait. Give us a couple texts first, TJ. Like, give us two,
okay.
And then we're going to have a call that's going to drive you insane.
Adam, don't do this.
Yes, I'm doing it. Yeah. I'm doing it.
We got a text from Dave in the 905. My parents are separated. When I was 16, 17, my mom started dating this old friend of hers who drove for Molson.
Oh.
Him trying to be accepted by me, he kept bringing me 2/4 of Canadian. And Molson coupon books for free beer.
That's great.
That's a stepdad good move.
Yeah, I like that. That's cool. Ingratiating.
From the 416, my best friend's hobby is an accountant.
Oh.
Since there are only two things in life that are certain, death and taxes. I got taxes for
that
life,
is
so that's good.
I need that. I need a new account. I need a new account.
I need someone who just take control of my bank account and going, here's your allowance.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Just
here
take
go.
That.
That's from Alicia.
So let me run this call.
Oh, no.
Now, I recorded this call. And so this call is not live, but it's important that you know that because there will be a bleeped out section of this call. It is not a swear word. It's a name.
Person.
Have a listen.
I'm good. How are you?
Good
morning.
Good morning. Okay, so your friend dated somebody who had all the hookups for you.
Pretty much, but like kind of starting to get there, but I think they're going on a second date.
Oh, let's hear. Let's hear.
So a friend of a friend went to a club and then she started talking to this person. And they went out on a first date. And now they're setting up a second date because he was so interested in this girl because she doesn't know who he is. And he ends up being...
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And whoa. I think that's what drew him to her, is because she's not a fan. So it's like a normal date.
You're awful.
I wish we could have said the name.
The reason I didn't want to put the name on is because I didn't want to wreck the second date because it's coming up.
And we want to get information from that second date.
No, we don't.
Speak for yourself.
We'd be lying if we said we weren't somewhat manipulating this person.
Yeah. I am not. You two are.
Maybe a little.
You're the one who bleeped the call, so you're manipulating too, sir.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to say about this. All right. This person is enormously famous in this city.
Yes.
Enormously famous, might even be the face of the enormous brand they work for and the enormous brand that brand belongs to. And that's all I'm gonna say.
What?
Just listen.
Okay.
So it's yeah. Anyway, immensely talented, extremely popular, and we didn't want to blow it. So
it's Marilyn Dennis.
It's not Marilyn Dennis. Text in your guess at 999-999. I want to see if anybody gets it.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio, and everybody wants to know who the secret dater, I guess, is. Now, so this is Dave's call. He talked about dating or knowing somebody that's dating somebody that can give you a whole bunch of connections,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. So I bleeped the name, but here it is.
They went out on a first date, and now they're setting up a second date because he was so interested in this girl because she doesn't know who he is. And he ends up being...
Oh, no way!
Yeah, and whoa. I think that's what drew him to her, is because she's not a fan. So it's like a normal date.
They met in a club, and she had no idea who he was. Now, I asked you to text in and guess and see who you think this is, okay? A lot of people saying Drake. It's not Drake. Okay. I'm not gonna say any other names, but I will put, we were gonna strike Drake from the record.
Okay.
And of the text messages we have, at least two people have got it right.
Yeah.
This person is an enormous name in the city, and we wanted to bleep it because I saw that and I was like, you know, I've just recently started dating and I kind of felt like we're going to blow these people's chances if we put that on the radio.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's John Tory, isn't it?
It's not John Tory. He's
John
happily
Tory.
Married.
No, I heard it first. It's John Tory.
You know, just haven't been through it myself. I know how fragile it is when you first start dating someone. So I just didn't want to mess that up. So anyway, we wish them the best of luck. Second date. Who knows what could happen? And trending's up next. TJ, what do we got going on?
At 9:54, we're going to completely blow what you just said and tell you who they're dating. No, Netflix made a massive edit to Squid Game already. The most popular show on Netflix right now. We'll tell you what it is after the Joe Bros on Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Have you watched Squid Game yet? It's the biggest show on Netflix. It's kind of dark, and it's literally one of the biggest shows that's ever been on Netflix. And in the show, we talked about this the other day, they show a business card which contains a phone number that the people in the show, the contestants, mm-hmm. are meant to dial in order to be accepted into the competition. The only problem was the phone number was real, and it belonged to a real-life guy who lives in Korea who got 4,000 calls a day and was begging Netflix to please do something about it. Well, they finally did. They just edited the phone number out of Squid Game.
Yeah.
So he's no longer going to be inundated with phone calls for people who think they're funny.
Or they could just switch up his number, but I guess that's kind of more hard than you think.
Yeah, or just give him money.
Yeah,
I would ask for money.
Yeah.
He really let an opportunity go by now that I think about it. Hey, GoTransit has a new and improved Go Bear, and it has a six-pack, and it's weird. Now, if you're hearing Go Bear for the first time, I didn't know this. I've lived in the city, like, majority of my life, or at least just outside of it. But GoTransit has a mascot. It's had one since 1993, and it's a bear. But their new campaign features the Go Bear, but in a very sexual way.
He's so, hot.
There's signs all over Union Station with the Go Bear dressed up as a handsome hunk character out of a romance movie. He's sporting a six-pack of rock-hard abs. And I mean, like, rock. You could bounce a coin off
I
those things.
I would go back in the closet for Go Bear. I would. I would. He's so hot.
He's also biting down on a rose stem.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Here's the
bite
thing
down
is,
on me.
Okay.
Sorry, we love Go Bear.
Take it easy. End of the show. Come on, let's get out of this.
The sign is meant to promote GoTransit's Wi-Fi system and I guess how thirsty Jax is for bears.
It's true. Yeah.
All right, so we have some rules for what Thanksgiving is going to look like, kind of. The chief officer of health, Kieran Moore, said that we're going to get the full lowdown later this week. But essentially, the game plan is this. In a nutshell, if you're having family over and you're completely vaccinated, if you feel comfortable removing your mask, that would absolutely be appropriate in a fully vaccinated group. Like we said, though, a more formal list will be published before the weekend. And that is What is Trending. I am TJ.
And you are a song away right now from a keyword that will hook you up with $5,000 at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Shannon Burns is at that for you next with $5K a day. Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.